You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 19th of February 2025. It's actually Wednesday, and the share market fell. The S&P ASX 200 down by 0.7% to 8,419. Francesco Destratis from Ord Minnett will have the details in a few moments. But first, to the Bureau of Statistics, which says the wage price index rose by 0.7% in the December quarter to be 3.2% higher for the year. But that is the slowest annual growth since September 2022. Inflation, however, has been easing, and at 2.4%, it means real wages, which is the wage price index minus inflation, continues to rise and is now 0.8% higher. So to tell us more about what it means for the economy, I spoke with Devika Shivadekar. She's an economist at RSM Australia.
Yeah, it's definitely moderating now. In fact, we saw that in the fourth quarter of 2024, wages growth has moderated to 3.2 from an upwardly revised 3.6%. I think it's a broad-based moderation because we saw wages growth soften in both the public sector as well as the private sector. Of course, it's a broad-based moderation. Why I say that is both public sector and private sector did see a fall in wages. However, the share of people who received wages growth in the private sector, which has predominantly been the driver in wages growth, has reduced from 16% to 14%. So that's been the significant drag on wages growth this time around.
But what does it say about real wages?
So this is a very simple calculation, Ricardo. I think despite the moderation we've seen in wages growth, real wages have actually grown in the quarter as well as on a yearly basis, simply because prices have fallen more sharply than the moderation in wages growth. So we can see that wages have, in a way, increased more than the prices have increased. But that's a very, very basic understanding of how real wages have been performing.
So where do you see wages going now?
I think wages are going to remain anchored around the 3.2% mark for the better part of this year, I would say, simply because we are seeing some trends in the labor market turn. I expect the labor market to start loosening up gradually because there's something that we've been hearing on the ground from our clients quite a bit, which is that their appetite to actually offer substantial wages growth has reduced considerably, simply because, of course, they are stretched. So as the labor market turns and the labor market loosening gathers some momentum, it will definitely keep a lid on the price pressures, and we can expect wages growth to remain fairly anchored.
Finally, what do you think this all means for the Reserve Bank?
Well, to be honest, today's print actually supports the cut that we saw yesterday. And I think in the near term, the RBA doesn't have much to worry about because pretty sure they're also in a wait and watch mode. So at least for the next 6 months or so, I think there's not much to worry about. And we'll see how the labor market evolves and whether it really changes the situation for wages growth in the coming months. But for now, I think the Reserve Bank of Australia is going to be quite pleased with the numbers.
Because Shivadekar there from RSM Australia.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.7% to 8,419. For more, I spoke with investment advisor at Ord Minnett, Francesco Destratis. Francesco, what's driving market sentiment at the moment?
Well, look, there's a lot of factors involved in the market at the moment. There's, you know, interest rate movements, which we saw yesterday. There's the reporting season. There's the US economy and tariffs over there. There's the geopolitical environment. But I think the key areas of concern at the moment, or focus, if you like, this week in particular, is the interest rate movements and the reporting season. We've seen the US pretty much gone through their whole reporting season, and we saw some solid results. At the moment, we're just into ours. There's a lot of mixed results. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, and over the next week or so, we'll start to see a mass of reports come out. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. We expect to see earnings growth, but there's always going to be a few missteps, I would imagine.
Let's break some of that down. So in terms of interest rates, I think we know that the US is going to be or is likely to be on hold for a while. We saw New Zealand cut rates today by 50 basis points. Yesterday, the Reserve Bank cut interest rates for the first time by 25 basis points since November 2020. But what's now the market pricing in terms of future cuts? Because I think they've tempered back expectations of as many as before. Is that still right?
Well, I think when we saw yesterday our market actually fall after the announcement of the rate cut, where you'd normally think that the share market might rally a bit on the back of an interest rate cut. That being said, I think Michelle Bullock has been very good at communicating since she's been in the helm, has mentioned that not to expect rate cut after rate cut following a rate cut. So I think they probably went a bit earlier than they would like to have, but with an election looming over the next couple of months, I think they probably needed to get one in just to appease the markets and appease consumers. But I think we're probably going to wait and see after the election. The core inflation rate is still above the target. So I think that concerns her mainly is the inflation rate.
Okay, let's break down some of the profit numbers today. I know it's just a quarterly number, but it is one of the big banks, NAB. Shares down as much as 8% at one stage today following the quarterly update. What didn't the market like about its result?
Yeah, look, only a quarterly, but certainly put a cat amongst the pigeons in the share price for NAB. Look, the earnings numbers were, the cash earnings fell about 2%, which, you know, the markets don't like that too much. But I think the biggest key there was the higher credit impairments, and they were slightly above what their peers were as well. Look, there was revenue growth in Treasury and markets, but I think the key areas of loans and mortgages, there was no growth at all. So I would expect to start seeing the net interest margins start to get squeezed a bit. The market doesn't like that. The banks are expensive at the moment, so they get sold off on the bad news.
And what do you think about the bank sector at the moment, given we are approaching this rate-cutting environment?
Look, I think, and I've been saying for quite some time, I think the banks are very expensive. I think they're overvalued. If I was looking at banks at the moment, their net interest margins with rates potentially coming off will start to get squeezed a bit. Provisioning for bad and doubtful debts didn't actually get too high during that rise in interest rates, which means they may not come, that provisioning may not come off a bit as much as we like as well. So I think the banks are quite expensive and any bad news is going to send them south.
Okay, you mentioned reporting season rolling on. Any major ones catch your attention today and why?
Yeah, some share price movements. Well, we talked NAB, so, you know, the share price movement obviously is a big reaction. Mineral Resources, they reported a close of business yesterday. They're off about 15%. They reported a net loss after reporting last year a good net profit. So, and there's some issues surrounding some unexpected costs with weather conditions around their roads into the iron ore mine. So some concerns there. Other areas, corporate travel was quite good, even though their earnings fell away, probably not as much as the analysts expected. But the big one today, and they're not trading at the moment, is Goodman Group. They've announced that they're going to raise $4 billion to expand on their investments in data centres around the world. So one to watch when they do come on the market. The cap raising was done, I think it was at about 6 or 7% discount to where it closed yesterday, but a very big capital raising.
Finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Look, as I mentioned earlier, I think the banks are expensive. I've been saying to clients, and I think people should be wary of the banks, reduce your exposure. Obviously, for a retail investor, they do form a foundation of a portfolio. But, you know, with banks like CBA at 26, 27 times earnings, they are very expensive. So I'd be reducing that. Cash is not a bad place to keep that money. If you sell off a bit of your banks, keep a bit in cash. But there's some value in the resources sector, so I'd keep an eye on there. I do like the outlook for copper in the medium to long term, and Rio's a good place to get that sort of exposure in our market.
That's Francesco De Stratis there from Ord Minnett.